Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we have Ohio State Buckeye Ray Small joining us. Ray, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And obviously, last Friday you performed your pro day, which I thought went extremely well for you. Take us through that process and how you think you did.
Well, I think I did exactly how you know me. I put in the work for it. I did pretty good. Ran a nice 40. Did a little bit of work on my three column on my drills or whatever. So it went the way I expected.
And obviously Ohio State, the national attention in the media it gets, you're accustomed to being around crowds, but what was it like being so up close and, you know, having those NFL scouts and teams on hand?
It was kind of just like, combine or like when you're coming out of high school, you're trying to go to college. So it's kind of the same process, kind of a process that I grew up into, so it was something that I was looking forward to. It wasn't like a nervous process. It was something just to show what I can really do.
And you finished third in all-purpose yards for Ohio State. Wide receiver / punt and kick returner. So at the next level, you have a variety of skills to bring. After your pro day or during your pro day, did you talk with any NFL teams? And what did they like about your game?
I talked to a handful. The most thing they were talking about was the special teams, and because they don't really know me as a receiver, really. It's besides my sophomore year, but they only know me for special teams, so that's why I feel like I got something to prove in the next level.
Yeah, and when you mentioned the receiver part in your sophomore season, is that a skill that you're very good at? We just don't have enough game film just because of the opportunities you were given at Ohio State to play receiver?
Yeah, I believe that's the answer for it because, a receiver, you can't really do too much without your quarterback or without the ball. So I just do my part. I was a role player at Ohio State. I played my role, so that's just what it was. But in reality, I'm really good, and that's what I'm here to prove.
It definitely. Well, you definitely have proven a lot. I think that obviously the kick and punt return game, you're one of the top people at that. Can you believe your time at Ohio State's come and gone, and now you're knocking on the NFL's door?
I really can't believe it, man. It's like I wake up every day, and it's crazy because it's like, when it first happened, I got up, and I thought I was late to something, It was crazy. But, it went fast. It went real fast, faster than I expected.
And how about teammates? Is there anyone you're close to that might, or a coach that kind of helped mentor you and kind of get you where you're at today?
I definitely want to give the big ups to Coach Hazel, Dale Hazel. A couple of players, that I was a little bit close with, like Rob Rose, went to high school with him, and Brian Browning. But definitely Dale Hazel, man. He stuck by me through the whole thing, ups and downs and everything.
Yeah, and obviously, there was big news, the Rose Bowl. Unfortunately, you couldn't play in that. Was that anything the NFL teams asked about, or was that anything they showed concern with?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely asked that. They asked about the off the field things. Kind of told them what it was. I was young. Made a couple of bad decisions, and as I got older, I grew a little bit better, and just learned how to not make the same mistake.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hey, we all make mistakes, man. We all been there before. You just got to move past it and get forward with it. We're joined with Ray Small, the Ohio State Buckeye, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Ray, looking at your game, is there anything that you think you do extremely well that we might not be able to pick up on? Is a punt returner or a kick returner, your wide receiver even, just because of the, the opportunities given?
Yeah, I got pretty good focus, I can catch the ball, whether if it's pretty or not, I can catch it. And I really feel like I'm real good at getting out of my breaks.
And in terms of competition in the Big Ten, who are some of the, opponents that you went up against that were pretty tough?
Definitely. At being at The Ohio State University, everybody's going to play you, at the top level because that's just the persona that we give off to people. So I feel like everybody that we can play, you know what I mean, they bring their A game.
And obviously Michigan had those down years while you were at Ohio State. I mean, did you think you'd be witness to the struggles they were going through while you were there?
I mean, I went in expecting that. You know what I mean? How did you go in expecting? But, you know, just doing it, actually doing it is different. And I'm just glad I was a part of the, you know what I mean, the four times beating Michigan, never losing to them. That's a great accomplishment at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's definitely one to hang your belt on, and you'll always get love from the Ohio State faithful for accomplishment like that. Once again, Ray Small here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Ray, moving forward, I mean, do you have any scheduled visits or any talks with any upcoming NFL teams that you know of?
Yeah, I talked to a couple of teams. I know I had the first week of April, I'm with the Browns, you know what I mean? Other than that, I don't really have a schedule, but I just talked to a couple of teams and they said they wanted to bring me up, and that's pretty much it for right now.
And what's that like? I mean, knowing that NFL teams are showing interest in you, I mean, do you have to take a step back at first, or are you pretty cool with it?
I mean, I'm pretty cool with it. You know what I mean? I just want to get my foot in the door and show what I've been doing, and then, I mean, I guess everything will go from there.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, you know, the attention from the NFL is there. Obviously, with the Cleveland Browns asking to speak with you in April, that's fantastic. Ray, a guy that I wanted to talk about is your teammate Terrell Pryor. And, I mean, do you think that he has the Heisman potential in his next two seasons at Ohio State?
He definitely has. Anybody has the Heisman potential, you know what I mean? He just got to work at a couple of things, you know? And it's not hard to work at it and get better at it. You know, he was young, so he definitely has eyes and potential. He's up there with, I guess, what they say, Vince Young, and, you know, all the great quarterbacks. His numbers is nice, so, you know what I mean, he just got to impress a lot more people by doing what he needs to do far as a real quarterback.
Excellent. And in terms of your game, everyone who comes on the show, Ray, I always ask them, I mean, if we put Ray Small in an NFL uniform and put you out there on an NFL field right now, who are you going to remind us the most who plays on Sundays?
I want to say Deshaun Jackson or Steve Smith. Them my two guys, man. Them the two guys that I love to watch play. And I implement my game around them.
Excellent. To the Steve Smith from Carolina or the Steve Smith from New York?
Steve Smith from Carolina.
There you go. I kind of figured that, but just wanted to make sure. Yeah, both very explosive players, and definitely two guys you definitely want to emulate your game after. Once again, Ray Small here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Ray, I mean, it's tournament time. Did you fill out any brackets?
No, not really. You know what I mean? I mean, it didn't remind me really, but I don't really fill out the bracket. I don't get into the bracket thing. You know what I mean? I just hope that Ohio State win, you know what I mean, with every tournament.
Oh, definitely, yeah. They got a nice chance, and they're playing good basketball right now. Ray, before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you. We call it three downs and out, and they're just questions on the lighter side of things. You want to take a shot at them?
I sure will.
All right. If Ray Small could take out any female celebrity, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Oh, female celebrity. I'm going to go with Alicia Keys.
Very nice. Wow, so, you know, it's been a while since she had a vote, but yep, there you go. She got a vote. Very nice. She's right up there with Beyonce, and like I said, you actually gave her a vote. I think she's two votes back behind Beyonce now. But she was on a little dry spell there. She tied Beyonce, and then Beyonce took a couple vote lead. But you kind of got her back within two. Second down, Ray, is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase?
I can act a little bit, you know what I mean? I always wanted to act in a movie, so you know what I mean? I would probably get a role or something to show somebody what I could really do. I'm an outgoing person.
Very nice. And the final down, Ray, is if you could endorse or be the face of any product, what product would you like to endorse?
The product would I like to endorse? If I wanted to be on the face, it would probably be toothpaste.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Ray, hey, we want to wish you the best moving forward. We'd love to have you back on the show as we get real, real close to the draft, even though we're closing in every day. But we'd love to have you back on and touch base with you and see how things are going with you.
All righty.
All right. This is Ray Small, the former Ohio State Buckeye, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. He was third in all-purpose yards for Ohio State. Stands out at that punt and kick returner. That's where he's going to make his money and be the bread and butter. But like he said, I mean, just given a chance to show his wide receiver skills is something he would love to do at the next level. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.